play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From Wharton Fieldhouse, Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer for the Galesburg boys basketball team's 29th game of the season. That means only two remaining after tonight, one a week from tonight, and then one coming up in a week and a half on a Tuesday night when the rest of the Western Big Six conference teams, except for Alleman, will be wrapping up their season 2 weeks from tonight. So these last three games have some importance in terms of Coach Ryan Hart really taking the opportunity to help his team get everything just really polished up here for the closing stretch run before heading into the postseason. Of course, with a win tonight, the Silver Streaks would wrap up a share of a Western Big Six conference title, and closely watching the Geneseo Rock Island game to see how that one turns out, because if Geneseo were to lose to Rock Island, then the Silver Streaks would have the outright conference championship regardless of what happens next week up at Rock Island. But first things first, got to take care of business here tonight. What are your three keys to the game here, Coach?
Talked a little bit about it from the outset. We've got to find their shooters. We have to close out on their shooters. As I said, statistically, almost half their shots from the field are three-point shots. And against their zone, we've got to share the ball, get positive and constructive ball movement, good sharing, get the ball inside. We'll have a definitely physical advantage, both height and strength here tonight against this young ball club.
Streaks win the tip. They have the same starting five as they have played for probably a good 90% of the season. They missed their opening shot, and it's Shaden Jackson who comes away with the rebound, a 6'3 junior for Moline. Brock Harding, a freshman at 5'10. Kyle Taylor, a 5'10 sophomore. We mentioned Jackson already, a 6'3 junior. Ryan Schimmel, a 6'2 junior. And Michael Galvin, a 6'2 junior as well. Galvin dishes it to the left side. Kyle Taylor backs his way out to the top of the arc. This is a team, as you heard Coach Ryan Hart say in the pregame, no run clock. They're not afraid to take a lot of time off the clock, shorten up the game. Here's a jumper from the right corner. In and out, and there's another one of those threes that you talked about, Steve. Schimmel missed it. Streaks with a rebound. Price down the lane. Hangs in the air. Misses it. Rebound deflects back to him. Moline saves it, falling out of bounds. And it's Taylor who comes up with it. And back come the Silver Streaks with a feed under the basket and through the hands of Jaden Jackson. And Moline turns it over, giving it right back.
And Moline started out here in a man. And they played more man this year. And again, you want to, you know, work with what's got you where you are. But again, it's going to be a difficult matchup than playing man-to-man against our ball club here in the half court.
Trailing Quincy by five, played man defense the whole rest of the game and shut him down and won it by eight, really going away, as it were. Minute and a half into the game, no score here. Silver Streaks looking for their 26th win, and a three-pointer missed from the outside by McCants. The tip out on the run to Galvin, down with a layup at the other end. And Moline scores first, up 2-0. And they're out-rebounding the Silver Streaks here early, which I know has to be a concern for Coach Ryan Hart. Here's a jumper left wing for three. Egypciaco misses, and Milan climbs the back of Ryan Schimmel on the weak side, coming up with a rebound, and that's the first foul of the game on Milan.
And it's early yet. You know, we haven't even broke a sweat, but we can't get in love with just launching the three out of no offense, and our last two possessions have been exactly that.
Moline has two players into the front court, but they get it in to the corner, and a bad pass from Taylor, picked off by McCants, down the lane with a layup and a foul, right down the middle of the lane, and Sean Taylor is upset that nobody came over and blocked him, because Jalen McCants, as we know, so dangerous in the open court, and he ties the game with a chance to put the Streaks on top here early.
And the pressure in the front court, in the back court there against the zone, led to that very ill-advised pass there and a turnover that led Jalen to get to the rim here.
Puts it up and in from the free throw line, and the Streaks take a 3-2 lead here early on. That full court press paid off. Something Ryan Hart, we talked about with him in the post game. Into the front court it goes to Jackson. Thought he might have gotten away with a travel. A drive by Taylor. The kick out into the corner. Schimmel passes it up. Steps inside the arc for the mid-range jumper. Missed it. Eric Price with a rebound. Here come the Streaks in transition. In the lane. The jump stop by Alex. Up. Missed it. Rebound. Jalen comes up with it. Too strong with a putback. Rebound batted down into the lane. Picked up off the floor by Jaden Jackson. Into the front court. The pull-up jumper. Harding left side. Misses from 10 feet. Alex comes up with a rebound. Back comes Galesburg again. Price down the lane. Tries to feed it through the lane. Intercepted by Moline. And back they come with it after the turnover.
A little ragged here early as both teams trying to settle in.
Kick into the right corner. The dribble drive by Harding. The kick out Taylor with the extra pass to the right side over to Schimmel. Schimmel backs his way up between the legs with the dribble, guarded by Price. To the top of the arc, hands off to Harding. A little weave up top, trying the hesitation move, spin in the lane, and got called for traveling. Took too many steps with it, trying to back his way in. And the Silver Streaks, leading 3-2, get it back.
And again, Moline, pretty much a spread five out, trying to create dribble drives and ball reversals, and then kickouts for those three out of that. And they're going to continue, as Brad said, to really try to run long offensive possessions here to shorten the game.
3 minutes into the game, low score so far. Streaks on top, 3-2. Milan on top, shoots the three, in and out. Rebound put back by Alex, and he got pushed from the backside. The ball didn't go down, but Alex is going to go to the line shooting two. That shot by Milan rattled around the rim and popped out. A nice job by Egyptiaco driving down the middle of the lane for the offensive rebound. Schimmel picks up the foul from Olean, his first.
And getting a good offensive rebound chance there. And we do absolutely have a great advantage on the glass here, and have got to use that.
Alex knocks down the first free throw, his first point of the game. 4-2 Silver Streaks. Michael Billups, the 6'4 junior, the biggest player on the Moline roster, is not with the team any longer. He sat on the bench up through last week and then was not in uniform on Tuesday night when Moline defeated Quincy and helped out the Silver Streaks. So some of that size that Moline had is a big loss with Billups no longer with the team. Alex missed the second free throw, by the way, and we've got an illegal screen set on the weak side. And if that's on Harding, that's his second, and it is. And the fourth Moline turnover already, not even halfway through the first quarter.
And there's not a lot of depth here, and especially losing a player of Hardy's value, who's a shooter and scorer and does many other things for them. That's a factor here early to see him go to the bench.
Michael Galvin also gets a breather. Brandon Stone, a 6-foot sophomore, into the game for Moline. Also checking in Trey Lee, a 5'11 junior. Silver Streaks on top, 4-2 with the ball here, 4:20 to go first quarter. A skip pass up top to Price, right side of the arc. Bounce pass to the outside. McCants juggles it, drives, jump stop in the lane, leans in, puts up the shot. Won't go down, but another blocking foul called on Moline. And clearing out underneath, they'll whistle Jaden Jackson for that one. And that is the fourth team foul on Moline now. And McCants will go to the line shooting two here. 3 points
Jalen,
in the game early.
Jalen can do such a great job of drawing fouls there, and he did a beautiful job of drawing that foul there and getting a chance to score from the line.
Up and in with his fourth point of the game. Rock Island with an early 16-10 lead over Geneseo. About 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter in that game. Of course, we're watching it closely because with a Geneseo loss and the Silver Streaks win, Galesburg would wrap up the outright Western Big Six Conference title with still one more game to play in the conference next Friday night. 6-2 Galesburg as McCants makes both free throws. The skip pass into the front court. Moline chases it down and can't. Jaden Jackson on the baseline at the other end ran to it. The pass got overthrown at half court by the intended receiver. And then it was Jackson trying to chase it down on the far end as he was not in that area of the court, and he stepped on the baseline trying to save it.
And our zone press has been very effective early.
Halfway through the first quarter, 5 Moline turnovers, Silver Streaks on top, 6-2. Dre Egyptiaco with a dribble out high. To the left elbow it goes to Milan. Works his way to the right side, stops at the free throw line, hands it back off. Pass over onto the left wing. Jalen, the hesitation dribble down underneath, under the basket. The kick out. Dre wide open for three off the front of the rim. Rebound on the weak side. Eric around two men. Sneaks inside. Misses the point blank shot in front of the basket. Knocked out of bounds by Galesburg.
Again, two chances again on the on the offensive end. We continue to get those kinds of opportunities. We're going to be just fine here tonight. Continue to be in the 1-2-2 full court zone press here.
Trying to get the defense to spur some offense here. I get the streaks 1 out of 10 here in the first quarter. The pass to the left side. The pump fake down low. Jalen waited for it. Got the block. Streaks come out with it. Eric with a bullet pass on the bounce to Alex. Saves it out of bounds, but then turns it over into the hands of Kyle Taylor. Shoots a quick three at the other end. That won't go, and it's Jalen with another rebound. He'll lead the break himself into the front court, into the open court, into the lane, and he gets called for the push-off with the left arm out in front. And that's an offensive foul on McCants, his first, and the third Galesburg turnover.
And again here, both teams working hard without question, but a little bit playing at too quick a pace here and not converting on the other end of the floor offensively. 6-2 here, and as Brad said, we're only 1 out of 10 shooting-wise.
Both teams with only one field goal, streaks 4 of their 6 points from the free throw line. Approaching the three-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Second foul on the Silver Streaks. Kylip Meadows into the game for Galesburg. He's guarding Harding out high. On the right side, the dribble back by Brandon Stone. Pulls it all the way out between the circles with Milan guarding him. To the right side, Trey Lee. Swings the ball down low. Alex gives him a little bit of room. Now pass it up top to Stone to the left side. And a foul away from the ball will be on Moline. Another illegal screen call away from the ball. First foul of the game on Kyle Taylor. 6 Moline turnovers now, but the Streaks not able to do much with it here early on with only a 4-point lead. 2:40 to go here in the opening quarter. Dre and Alex Egyptiaco, Milan McCants, and Meadows for the Silver Streaks. Dre to the right side uses the McCants screen to reverse left. Gets it up top to Alex. Entry pass to the inside to Milan. Batted away by Moline. Jalen gets it, collects it, and lays it in from the low blocks.
Saved a turnover and converted with a basket.
6 of the Streaks, 8 points here in the first quarter. Galesburg on top by 6. The dribble into the lane. Lee feeds it to the outside. The three on the way from the wing won't go. McCants pulls down his 4th rebound. Quickly into the front court, the Streaks in transition. McCants up top. Dre, spin move, in the lane, scoops it with a left hand, and a little bit too strong, batted away by Alex, a scramble for it on the floor, and it's Harding who picks it up for Moline. They come out with it. Into the front court, Moline, to the right side, Lee. Entry pass into the lane, the reversal back up top. Now into the hands of Stone, and he'll leave off for Harding, and the Streaks did a good job getting back defensively to prevent Moline from getting an easy basket. Swinging around to the right side, Jackson. Entry pass wide open down low, and the lay-in for Stone, who let the defense fly by him on the head fake.
And again, Moline is not, they're not going to give in here. They're going to continue to try to do what they do here and try to stay close with long possessions, and they've mucked it up a little bit here.
Milan from the right side, 3-pointer a little bit short. Harding with a long rebound underneath. Streaks continue to struggle from the perimeter and overall here in this first quarter shooting the ball. 8-4 Galesburg as we approach the one-minute mark here in this opening quarter. Taylor on the right side, looking over the half-court defense by the Silver Streaks, backs it up to the volleyball line, passes it to the left side. Jackson will work against McCants, working his way left to right. Jalen poked it away, but Jackson is able to chase it down, using his body to fend off Jalen from getting the steal, and Moline hangs on to it. Now to the right side, Lee pulls it back out off the far sideline with 40 seconds to go. Meadows goes for a steal. That allows Harding to dribble drive, kick it out. Left side three by Stone won't go. And McCants pulls down his 5th rebound of this first quarter. And he'll walk it into the front court on his own with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Brian Hart wants the offense to spread things out here. Gets everybody in position. Meadows, Milan out high with McCants. Dre and Alex are in the corners, respectively, as McCann standing out near the half-court line, dribbles it down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter.
And they'll come out and set a high ball screen here.
There it is by Meadows. Jalen works his way right, reverses it back left to Kyla. Dribbles to the left side, lost it in the corner, gives it to Alex. Good feed down low to Milan with a lay-in. Perfectly executed at the end of the first quarter, and the Streaks lead 10-4 after 1. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Brad Benowitz, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, Galesburg on top of Moline. 10-4 to begin the second quarter. The Maroons with the ball. Not many substitution changes. We'll get to those here in a moment. The jumper from the left side missed by Harding, but the tip out to Jackson comes up with his third rebound to lead Moline here in the early going. And now a whistle away from the ball. Alex comes up with a steal, I think, and a reach-in foul called on Jackson. And if so, that's his second. So the seventh Moline turnover and the sixth team foul on the Maroons.
And both teams shooting very poorly right now, combined 5 out of 25 for 20% here in the first quarter. Now ooh, Moline is 0 for 6 with a 3-ball, and that's got to be their bread and butter if they want to have a chance here tonight.
Here's a dribble drive by Meadows. Got underneath in front of the rim. The rebound tip up and in by Jalen McCants, who's got 6 rebounds in this game already. And that was something Ryan Hart talked about in the pregame. Streaks should have their way rebounding. It was neck and neck in the first quarter, 9-8, the Streaks with the lead. Now here's a running floater by Trey Lee in the lane to answer in the other end, and it's 12-6, Streaks by 6. DeMarco Harden into the game for the Streaks, along with Alex Egyptiaco, Eric Price back into the game, Meadows, and McCants. McCants up top traveled with it. Just a little hesitation move, didn't get the ball on the floor, dragged that foot. Now back into the game for Moline comes Michael Galvin replacing Jaden Jackson. So it's Galvin along with Schimmel and Taylor, Trey Lee, and Schimmel. Walking it across midcourt is Harding. Now into the hands of Schimmel. Back to Harding up top. Looks at the three. Passes it to the right side over to Lee. Now back to Harding up top. Missed the three. Guess who? Jalen McCants. 7 rebounds already here in this first half. 6:40 to go second quarter. McCants with the toss into the lane and over the head of Eric Price out of bounds. Back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks.
And I think both teams, Streaks, because they're Moline's trying to control pace, playing a little too quick. Moline trying to compete with the Streaks, playing a little bit too fast in their half-court offense, and it's resulting in not very good offense by either club right now.
Moline breaks the zone trap. Into the front court it goes. Left side, Lee. Swinging around to the right side, Schimmel with it. Dribbles it back up top. Works his way to the left side. Now Taylor will pull it back out. Dribble drive by Schimmel into the lane. Draws a foul. Ball on the floor. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Much better under control in terms of Moline that time, and they got a quality shot.
Foul on DeMarco Harden, his first. And the third team foul on Galesburg. 6:17 to go, first half. A lot of the statistics really in favor of the Silver Streaks here in the early going. 7 Moline turnovers. They have 6 team fouls to just 3 for the Silver Streaks, yet the lead is only 6 on a low-scoring affair. 12-6 as Schimmel misses the first free throw. Second one coming on the way and off the back iron again. And there's McCants again going high for the rebound. He is well on pace to come down with what would be his career high. If you remember down to the Quincy game back at Thiel Jimmy, had 21 rebounds in that game. He's on pace to break that easily here tonight. Eric Price on the right wing with the ball. Now puts it on the floor, backs his way in, swings it through the lane right through the hands of Alex Egyptiaco. Egyptiaco flashed down the left side of the lane, and then the pass went right through his hands.
Tried to score the ball before he caught the ball that time. The old fatal flaw in terms of trying to receive.
The press is on. Moline fires it into the front court. On the run, Schimmel, pull up right side, 14-footer, rolls off the rim. Price comes up with a rebound. Back come the Streaks. Trying to get into transition to get some flow of offense. Here's a big jump into the lane. Price hits the deck and a blocking foul called against Moline. Ball on the floor, but that's a seventh team foul on the Maroons. So Price is going to shoot a one and one here. The foul on Trey Lee, his first.
And Erica, you know, again, our transition is so good. Got the ball up the floor, have opportunities there to create. Eric did that there, got a break probably, trying to get to the rim, but was aggressive, trying to get to the rim.
Price, 67% on the season, 46 out of 69, averaging 13.7 points a game. He's scoreless here tonight so far, with the Streaks leading by six, 5:40 to go in the first half. Takes his time, spins it, shoots into the Moline student section, and gets a very friendly bounce. Rattled around the rim, kissed off the backboard, and dropped through. 13-6 Galesburg. Moline scored the first point of the game. Streaks tied it on a Jalen McCants three-point play, a basket and a free throw for a three-point play, and they've led the rest of the way so far. Harding with a rebound on the missed free throw by Price. 7-point Galesburg lead, 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Lee on the right side, up top Taylor. Again, they'll be patient in the half-court offense. Now the dribble drive down the left side, and then Galvin just kicked it. Ball knocked free, picked up by Lee. Kick over to the right side. Under the basket, the fire from the baseline hit the rim. Moline got it back, and now a jumper by Stone from the left corner for three.
Break there by Moline. Cross-court under the baseline pass hit the basket and bounded right to a Moline player and able to free it up for a three-point shot wide open.
Cuts the Galesburg lead down to four, 13-9. On the right side, DeMarco Harden gets a McCants screen, dribbling it up top, leaves it off for Alex. Looks over to Meadows, who comes out, takes the ball, now works his way to the left side, reverses to the free throw line, over to DeMarco. Open three, off the back rim. Streaks continue to be cold from the outside. Rebound weak side, Brock Harding. Trying to get the lead down to two, maybe one here. Into the lane. Good save by Lee, and then now Price steals it away from him. Leading the break and a foul in the open court as Price gets sent to the deck. That'll be the second foul of the game on Trey Lee coming out of the Moline turnover.
Eric being very aggressive defensively, aggressive there with his hands, got the steal and off to the races and fouled here, has a chance to convert from the foul line here.
Now Streaks need to take advantage of this. The rate things are going, they stand to get a lot of free throw opportunities in the final 4:33 here in the first half. See if Price can take advantage of it. He knocks down the front end of the 1-1. Two out of three from the line, which is right at his season average. 5-point Galesburg lead at 14-9. Jalen McCants, the leading scorer for the Streaks with 9 of their 14 points. Second one up and in and out. The rebound by Harding. He's got 4 to lead Moline.
And not interested in splitting those each time.
No. Got to build the lead. On the right side, Stone. Swinging around back up top. Now onto the left side it goes. Into the hands of Harding, trying to get around Price. And now a foul called on Eric. That first quick step left side toward the baseline. He got the jump on Eric. And Eric got there too late, trying to get the body over to him to cut him off. And that's the first foul of the game on Price. And Ryan Hart calls a 30-second timeout. Kind of waiting for his team to kind of get things in gear, at least what we're used to seeing them and getting them going in gear when they're playing well. What do you think this timeout, what do you think's happened here in this timeout, Coach?
And I think to just address that, we're sputtering a little bit on both ends of the floor. I think it's to readdress and reinforce, you know, our keys in the ball game. You know, get good ball movement, quality shot on the offensive end, crash the glass, get second chance opportunities, take care of the ball, stay under control within that. And then on the defense, again, they're spreading it out. Don't give up those dribble drives. Close out on their shooters. And, again, long shots, long rebounds. Get it out and go. Get it out and go here. And have an opportunity here with Moline struggling as much as they are to really take a significant lead here into the half.
And to Moline's credit, they're doing a good job getting back defensively, too, to prevent Galesburg from getting those runouts. 5-point Galesburg lead coming out of the 30-second Streaks timeout. Moline with the ball. Rock Island and Genesee are at halftime. Update you on that in a moment. On the right side, Brandon Stone. The free throw line cut off there. Leaves it off behind him to Harding. It works his way to the right side. Now down to the right side on the crossover dribble. Drives, banks it in, gets a foul. Chance at a 3-point play. First basket of the game. And an impressive move with a freshman, Brock Harding.
They've had that little mid-range to short-range jump shot from the 45-degree angle. That's the first time they used the glass. That's about the only way to make that shot. Use the glass, and he scored it and has a chance now to get the old-fashioned three-point play, and they're within a possession here and have a chance to make it a two-point game here as we've just continued to sputter here a little bit.
Eric Price picks up his second foul, so he goes to the bench. Jeremiah Babers into the game for the Silver Streaks, and a missed free throw by Moline. So they're not knocking down shots at the line either. McCants with his ninth rebound, he'll walk it into the front court. Halfway through quarter number two, Streaks' lead is 3 at 14-11. Up top, DeMarco Harden. Right side, off the elbow. Kyla Meadows works his way to the free throw line, backs up, now dribbles to the left side. Babers comes out high for the pass, gets it over to Harden. Maybe got away with a little push off. Gets it over to Milan, down into the wing. Spin move, down low. McCants up, off the glass, missed it. Offensive rebound and fouled.
Again, we've talked about how good he is at following a shot. He's a quick jumper. He has a nose for where to go on the missed shot. He pursues it beautifully, and he gets many of these opportunities after being fouled or getting that put back.
Well, that's his 10th rebound already.
And we still have 3:28 to go here in the first half.
So with the first free throw here, up and off the back iron. Not quite yet to what would be, let me pull it up here, looking for his 15th double-double of the season. Second free throw coming would give him his 10th point if he knocks it down. Streak's lead is just 3 here. Under 3.5 minutes to go for the half. It's up and in, and there's Jalen's 15th double-double of the season.
And unfortunately, we split another pair of free throws here and don't want to trade a 1-for-2 or a 1-for-3 on the other end.
Again, only one basket for the Silver Streaks in this quarter, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. 3:15 to go, the dribble drop, a block, and a foul. Schimmel down the left side of the lane. Again, good things happen when you attack the basket, right?
And absolutely, and it creates either a layup for you or a kick out. And the last a number of possessions, they've been much more aggressive and had success getting to the rim.
Now Jeremiah Babers picks up his first foul, 16th foul on the Silver Streaks. And now Schimmel knocks down a free throw. That's their first make of the game at the line, 1 out of 4, all here in this second quarter. Told you that the Rock Island Geneseo game has reached halftime. Rock Island leads the Maple Leafs 36-29 as McCants locks onto his 11th rebound. Schimmel misses the second free throw. Again, Silver Streaks rooting for Rock Island in that game tonight. Geneseo loses. The Silver Streaks would have a full 2-game lead with 2 to play. And then the outcome of this one would determine whether the Streaks would be the outright chance. Down low, the kick out, back out to Babers, who misses a wide open 3. Trey Lee on the weak side for the rebound. The shot is there for the Silver Streaks. They're just not making them. Now at the other end, a miss by Stone, and McCants tips the rebound to himself. Moline gets it back in the lane. Lee misses. The ball volleyballed around, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moline.
Again, both teams are getting great looks. Just can't knock the shots down now, or knock the shots down at this point. And again, ice cold, both ball clubs.
Halftime in the Quincy UT game, Blue Devils leading the Panthers 19-16. Tough loss for Moline for Quincy to these Moline Maroons on Tuesday night. Helped out the Silver Streaks in the standings, though. 2.5 minutes to go here in the half. Streaks' lead is just 3, 15-12, under 2.5 to play. Up top, Harding works his way to the right side, dumps it into the corner, pulling it back out, Galvin. Galvin working against McCants, reach in, trying to poke it away, covers him up, passes it back behind him to Schimmel in the midcourt circle. To the right side, Taylor, working his way in on Egyptiaco, cut off in the lane, kicks it back out, swinging around into the right corner to Galvin. Now up top to Harding, swings the ball down low, left side over to Stone, into the lane, spin move around Milan, got it up and in from the left side. Fancy move by Brandon Stone. Created the shot for himself. And I've got 15-13. Scoreboard showing 15-14. Got to double-check that here, what it is exactly. For the moment, we'll go with the scoreboard. It's a one-point Galesburg lead. McCants from the right corner just fires up the 3. Milan on the weak side tips the rebound to himself. Strong move back up. Gets another offensive rebound and finishes it off that time.
Relentless there and needed that basket in a big way there.
First two rebounds of the game for Riley Milan. Back to a three-point lead at 17-14 Silver Streaks. Jump stop in the lane, up and in, and Brandon Stone really started to take over this game offensively for Moline as he got the Streaks defense to fly by on the head fake and the easy lay-in from the right side.
And a great spin move previous possession.
To the left side, Milan passes up the 3, drives inside the arc, down the left side of the lane, and Riley attacks the basket, and a nifty little move.
Again, he brings another offensive a threat, and right now we need it, and he scored the last two.
So 19-16 silver streaks. 44 seconds to go. The drive by Taylor, the kick out, the quick pass from Galvin over to Taylor. Now the touch pass back out to the wing. The three by Schimmel is good, and it ties the game at 19.
And they've hit their last three shots, and they're getting good ball movement and rhythm to their offense now.
What happens when you let a team hang around, right? Egyptiaco, Dre down the lane, all the way down the right side, and finishes it off with a layup. His first basket of the game. The streaks answer quickly. Back up two with 16 seconds to go in the half. And Moline will try to hold for the final shot here. Trailing by a bucket to tie it up or take the lead at the break. Up top, Schimmel. To the left side, it goes to Taylor. Fires it back to the left side, and a hand check foul called on Dre. Contact just inside the top of the arc. Dre picks up his first foul. That gives Moline a 1-1 with 3 seconds to go here in the half. So Kyle Taylor will go to the free throw line. The coach's son, a 5'10 sophomore, looking for his first points of the night.
And that was sort of incidental contact there, but the foul has to be called, and a good call by the official. Just unfortunate here because we have them defended here, down to three to go here, and a little bit of a bailout, and they'll get a chance here to score 2 points.
Eric Price back into the game for Streaks offense here. First free throw up and in by Taylor. It's a one-point game. Figured out where my missing point was on my scorebook, so the scoreboard is accurate. 21-20, Silver Streaks by a point. Second free throw by Taylor, ties it up, and the Streaks have 3 seconds to take it the length of the court. And the third tie here in this first half. Babers will inbound to the right of his backcourt. Milan coming back to the Moline free throw line, collects it, free throw across half court, fires on the run from about 30 feet, missed it, and we go to the locker room in a tie game, 21 apiece. Take a break here at halftime, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. 21-21, Silver Streaks and Moline at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited money. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside.
Get the
time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse. The sixth-ranked team in Class 3A locked up in a 21-21 tie with the Moline Maroons playing on their home court. And, Steve, I guess, well, I don't know if our greatest concerns being realized here in the first half. Silver Streaks led most of the half, but really had some opportunities there early on to build a lead. The shots have been there all night. I mean, I know Mike Reynolds used to say, Ryan Hart has said, good shooting cures a lot of ills. And I guess if the Silver Streaks were shooting better here tonight, we'd probably feel a whole lot different about this one at the half. But the reality is they had some opportunities, and Here Moline managed to tie it up the half.
Everything is choppy right now offensively. And again, I think you have to credit Moline. Moline's trying to run a lot of clock, execute long possession, so that throws you a little bit out of kilter. You feel like you got to hurry things a little bit on the other end. We've fallen in love a little bit with a three out of rhythm against their man-to-man, and they're doing a good job closing out on our shooters and covering up on Jalen, forcing other people to beat you. And, all of that you throw in together, and you find that, you're struggling offensively. And they've struggled a little bit offensively, although the last half of that second period there, you could see that they were getting a little rhythm to their offense. They were executing what they wanted to do, and that is, drive, get the ball into the paint, either be able to score at the rim or get a pitch out, kick out, we call it, for a three ball. And their last three possessions, they made three shots, including a three-point shot, and they scored on five out of their last six possessions. So they got it going a little bit offensively. But if they're not going to hit their three-point shots, which they did in there, they're going to really struggle to score. So I think there were a number of things that Coach Hart and his staff are going to go in there and talk about, both on the offensive end, the defensive end, and in general our approach here. In this first 3 minutes coming out here, I think you're going to see us really pick up the pace, shed under control, try to maybe do a little running and jumping in the half court there to create some turnovers and some runouts, and really run some offense, get some things going here, and create some rhythm to our game here.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers there, partner.
Streaks, again, we've shot the ball so well all year long. Again, struggling tonight for all those reasons we talked about. We're only 7 out of 26 from the field for 27%. And as we talked off the air, really struggling with a three ball. We haven't scored beyond the arc. We're 0 out of 9. Moline, on the other hand, not having anything to write home about either. They were 8 out of 26 for 38%, and a lot of that was getting a little bit healthier from their last four or five possessions. And they're only 2 out of 10, including making 2 out of their three last three-point shots. So both teams combined in the first half, three-point-wise, are 2 out of 19 for 11%. Not anything that either club is used to. Rebounding-wise, Streaks, again, have a height advantage. A jumping ability advantage here, and are ahead there 19 to 14, but haven't got a lot of stick backs and putbacks here or the runouts on their long misses. And turnover wise, we both committed more turnovers than what we would have liked, a lot of them unforced from being in too much of a hurry or being a little careless. We were effective with our full court, half court, or our full court zone press there and got them to throw the ball away deep early, and they calmed down and made some adjustments, and we've just made some self-inflicted turnovers thrown away in the front court there in our offense. So they've committed 8 turnovers, we've committed 7. So statistics not very good, scoreboard a low scoring game here, and first 3 minutes in this second half are obviously going to tell the story here whether the Streaks can come out here and get their 26th win of the year and win at least a share of the Western Big Six, or we got to wait for another week.
Again, just indicative of what Moline has done to the Silver Streaks here tonight. Galesburg comes in averaging 67 points a game, and they have just 21 here at the half. Moline, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 7 out of 11. We'll take a break, come back, look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. Galesburg and Moline tied at 21 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveyor Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Surveyor Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing. Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, encouraging you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Increasing clouds tonight, temperatures rising to 19 overnight. Slight chance of snow tomorrow morning, slight chance of rain or snow in the afternoon, a high of 35. Cloudy, a low of 24 tomorrow night. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 42. Rain and 44 for President's Day Monday. Right now it's 7 degrees above zero at WGIL.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you can win cash. Pick one up today at Dairy Queen on both Henderson Street and on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse, tied at 21 between the 6th-ranked Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's go to Steve Cheeseman, who's visiting now with assistant coach Chad Thompson, find out what the team talked about in the locker room.
Back here at halftime, Wharton Fieldhouse, streaks in a ball game, tied 21-21 with the Maroons. Coach, a little choppy. I know you guys addressed some things at half. What'd you guys talk about?
A lot about discipline tonight. I mean, we're not playing disciplined basketball. I know throwing passes 100 miles an hour across the lane from 10 feet away. Getting turnovers out the press, but then just nonchalantly coming down there, going to give you a wide open layup. Just had to fix some things up. 6 inches between the ears were the big thing in the first half.
Let's go do that and get a win here and get a conference championship. Thanks,
absolutely.
Coach.
Thank you.
And again, Rock Island leading Geneseo by 7 at halftime as that game gets ready to start in the third quarter. Individual scoring here in the first half. Brandon Stone leads Moline with 9. He had 7 of those in the second quarter. Ryan Schimmel with 4. Brock Harding, Kyle Taylor, Trey Lee, and Michael Galvin all with 2 each. Jalen McCants leads the streaks. 10 points, 12 rebounds. Again, that's just the first half. 10 points, 12 rebounds. Riley Milan, 6. Eric Price, Dre Egyptiaco, 2. Alex Egyptiaco, 1. So low numbers all the way around. It's kind of game that favors Moline, really, when you come right down to it.
Absolutely. A low-scoring game here where they feel like that they haven't played their best, and they're right there. Both teams coming in at half saying, you know, we didn't play our best, and we're right in the ball game. So, again, you know, who makes the best adjustments and who, more importantly, executes here in the second half with those adjustments, going to win this ball game here. And early here will dictate a lot of which way that's going to go.
Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Milan and Price ready at the half court to inbound. McCants and the Egyptiaco brothers also on the floor for Moline. It's Brock Harding, Kyle Taylor. Brandon Stone didn't start the game, but he starts the third quarter after leading Moline and scoring with 9 in that first half. Jaden Jackson, Ryan Schimmel also on the floor to start the second half for the Maroons. Galesburg with the ball in a tie ball game starting the third quarter. Streaks looking for their 26th win of the season. On the left side, McCants looks over the offense, gets it up top to Dre. Steps inside the arc, now backs out with the dribble. Now McCants on the left wing, looks things over. Alex down low, posting up, backs his way in. Offensive foul. Kyle Taylor standing there waiting, drew the charge, was ready for Alex to use his body. Didn't get away with it. First foul of the game on Alex. 8th Galesburg turnover. And Moline now looking for its first lead of the game since they were up 2-0.
And Moline has done a great job with their sagging half-court man-to-man here, really making the Streaks have some problems offensively.
Dribble drive down the right side, and it's Harding who got on the inside of Dre Egyptiaco. Streaks gave up the baseline. Moline got the drive and now lead it 23-21, first time since the first basket of the game. Price curls around to the left side, cut off, leaves it back up top for Riley Milan. Now over to Dre. Into the left side it goes to Price. Around his man, got a screen, pull up, mid-range jumper off the back iron. Good position down low by Alex, up and in with the offensive rebound.
And that's the kind of things that it's going to take when you're struggling offensively. Get the easy stick backs, easy points, crash the glass to overcome just an ineffective offensive night thus far.
5th tie of the game. Taylor up top to Harding. Again, just a freshman. Taylor only a sophomore. Harding dribbling left to right along the volleyball line. Passes it right side over to Stone. Now up top it goes to Schimmel. Schimmel between the legs with the dribble, cut off by Alex. Now they keep it on the outside. Little weave out high. Now a long three by Taylor. Missed it. Good box out by Riley Milan down low for his 3rd rebound. Streaks trying to regain the lead here. 6:10 to go first in the third quarter. Jalen down low, uses his body to get off a tough shot along the baseline. and the rebound chased all the way out to half court by Eric Price. Drives, the kick out, McCants left corner, three is short, and the rebound underneath by Brock Harding, who's got five rebounds in the game for Moline. At the other end, the fade from the left side won't go down for Taylor. The offensive rebound put back off the mark by Jackson, but he gets fouled and will shoot two.
And again, us giving up offensive rebounds on the other end is not anything we can afford to do. That gives them that get out of jail free. Hard to say here. Everything's working a little bit slowly here tonight.
Eric Price picks up his third foul for the Silver Streaks. And talk about it not being able to give up those offensive rebounds to Moline. Well, Eric's one of the Streaks' best rebounders, as we've talked about frequently throughout the season. How well he uses that body, the good position that he gets into down low, and he goes to the bench. His third foul, 5:48 to go in the third quarter.
And when he's had foul trouble, we've struggled on the floor this year at times.
Jaden Jackson makes both free throws. Moline back on top, 25-23. Now McCants will walk it across midcourt. 5:40 to go, just underway, third quarter here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Alex on the right side gets it over to Dre. He'll shoot the three from the wing. It's short. Rebound. Good box out by Stone on the long rebound coming out to him. Moline now trying to add to the lead. The kick out on the right wing by Schimmel off the back iron. And they're not knocking down threes when they've got some opportunities. Dre with a weak side rebound. Dribbles into the lane. Tried to do too much. Oh, the loose ball picked up by Riley. And he's down the right side of the lane and banks it up and in for his eighth point.
Took advantage of a break there.
Turned a turnover into points, and we're tied back up at 25. Riley's knocked down his last three shots in the game, dating back to the first half. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Still tied, 25 apiece. Schimmel in the right corner pulls it all the way back out to the volleyball line. Harding comes out for the pass, swing it over left side to Taylor. Aiden Wagner is going to check in for the Silver Streaks here at the next dead ball. Stone with a dribble drive, cut off in the lane by Jalen. Leaves it, head and fake, dribble drive. Now the kick out left side, Taylor, working against Caleb Meadows. Pass it back up top again. Maroons running some patient offense here in the half court. Taylor on the outside, spin move at the top of the arc. Hangs on to the dribble, gets it over to Stone for three. It's off the back iron, and Riley bumps out Caleb Meadows for his fourth rebound. Streaks with a chance to regain the lead here. And they turn it over at the other end, right through the hands of Alex Egyptiaku in the far corner, out of bounds.
We're just not sharp tonight. Our focus isn't good. Things are choppy. Plenty of time left here. And again, you hope that we get our act together here. We're letting them hang around, tie ball game here. And thank God they haven't been able to shoot the ball very well tonight, or we could be in real trouble.
Rock Island has opened up an 18-point lead on Geneseo. They've outscored the Maple Leafs 15-4 to start the second half. Here's a head fake jumper. Up and in by Brock Harding. His second basket of the quarter. Moline on top, 27-25. So, Rock Island helping out the Silver Streaks, leading Geneseo big. If the Streaks can put something together here, down two to Moline. Left side, Aiden Wagner passes up the three, drives left side, and he blocked from behind. He got around Ryan Schimmel. That's what Aiden Wagner will do for you coming off the bench. And Ryan Hart rolling the dice here a little bit, trying to find an energy guy off the bench to get things picked up. And Aiden with a good move, putting the ball on the floor, getting the foul on Schimmel, and going to the free throw line.
And everything you said there is exactly what I would have said. Trying to get something going here. Aiden is just an energy guy. He tries to make things happen. He'll do whatever it takes. And right off the bat, he made something happen here.
7 out of 11 from the free throw line of the season, but misses the first one. Second one on the way. One hands it up and in. His first point of the game. Streaks down one here, 27-26. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Moline's biggest lead of the game has been two on a number of occasions, looking for a basket here to get their biggest lead of the game. Harding goes to the right side around Wagner. Aiden trying to catch up, but Harding takes it all the way. 29-26. Now they steal it on the inbound, but a foul called instead. And that was going to negate a basket by Moline as Kyle Taylor got the steal, but the official says he got a hack on the arm instead, so it negates a turnover and a basket for Moline. The Streaks may have dodged one there.
We were just careless again on the inbounds pass.
Third foul of the game on Kyle Taylor.
And gave up again another baseline drive there. We've given up more of those tonight than we have in about
the last half or the last 12 games.
The dribble drive, and the streaks go down the lane with Caleb Meadows attacking the basket, and he gets fouled, and he's got a chance at a three-point play as Taylor now picks up his third foul, and very quickly Meadows could tie this game on his first basket. Good answer by Caleb, and he hasn't attacked the basket a whole lot this season. He can. Ryan Hart says that's an aspect of his game that is very evident in practice, and he hasn't shown it a lot in the game. He misses the free throw, so the streaks still trail by one. The jumper from the left side missed as a wide-open Taylor had a shot. Jalen with a rebound. Streaks trying to regain the lead here. Down 29-28. Jalen in the lane. Got fouled on the way up. No call. Moline comes away with a steal. The dribble drive. Lee runs over Egyptiaco, and a blocking foul called. As Alex can't believe it, he thought he'd established position, and Trey Lee will go to the line shooting two.
And again, right now, Moline just being more aggressive to the basket, more aggressive with the ball. We're back on our heels a little bit, just trying to find ourselves here tonight. And our effort's great. We're just struggling and just real choppy with our play on both ends.
First free throw off the mark by Trey Lee. Moline just 3 for 6 from the free throw line in the first half, 2 for 3 in the second half. Silver Streak's only 1 for 3 from the line in the second half, so even that's not going well for either team at the free throw line in a night when both teams have really struggled to put the ball through the hoop. But it's Moline's advantage here by 2, 30-28, as Lee knocks down the second free throw. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Plenty of time left. Wouldn't take much of a run by either team to really take control of this game as much as both have struggled here tonight. Here's Alex up top. Now to the left wing, it goes to McCants. Puts the ball on the floor, drives into the lane, dishes it to the right side. Good position by Alex. He uses the head and shoulder fake to get the defense to bite, and he jumps up and puts it up and in from the low blocks.
Great penetration by Jalen and dish off there. Good execution in the half court by the Streaks there.
Tied at 30. In the lane, Stone. The kick out, Schimmel. Eric Price back into the game. Here's a steal by Meadows. Trying to go for it in the backcourt. Dives on it. Now stripped away by Schimmel as Meadows falls down. And a foul called in the backcourt on the scramble. And that'll be the fourth foul of the game on Eric Price now.
I think that play there, that sequence, just typifies the evening.
Yeah.
We get a turnover, then give the ball back in the turnover. And in the scrum, we get the fourth foul called on Eric. It's just, that's just a perfect representation of what a struggle this has been here tonight.
So Moline back on offense. Stone with a drive, now travels with it. Good defense by Dre in the lane. He thought Stone was pushing off on him with the arm. It was enough to free himself up to get into the lane. And then as Dre was backpedaling, he ended up dragging the pivot foot. Lee.
And good defense by Dre to stop the penetration and cause the turnover.
Up top, Milan, right high post, well short on the 15-foot jumper. And the box out by Lee for the rebound. Streaks had a chance to regain the lead here. We remain tied at 30. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. In the lane, Harding kicks it back out. Now Taylor backs up to the volleyball line, directs traffic. Stone comes out for the pass on the far side, working against Dre. Now push off in the lane. I think they're going to call Lee on that because Meadows, it looked like he got held from behind, and Kyler was trying to break free, and that is what the foul is. Third of the game on Lee, and now back-to-back turnovers by Moline gives the Streaks another chance to try to take the lead, and Ryan Hart's going to call timeout. Let's thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL for providing our transportation. Anytime we hit the road, and it's been a few games since we've done so, Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Moline tonight in a 2017 Nissan Rogue, just under 30,000 miles on this vehicle. And, of course, as part of the certified pre-owned fleet of less than 5 years old, under 50,000 miles, it qualifies for the lifetime powertrain warranty at unlimited time, unlimited mileage. There's no additional cost on top of the sale price for each qualifying vehicle that you purchase at Galesburg Nissan. Covers the engine, the drivetrain assembly, the all-wheel drive assembly, the transmission, and of course it's about the best deal that you're going to find anywhere. Check it out, the 2017 Nissan Rogue at Galesburg Nissan, the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. What's the message here in the timeout, Steve?
I think, again, probably trying to say the same things in a different way. What we need to do offensively, what we need to do defensively, and those are the same things throughout. Be more patient, get the ball moving, get to the glass, down here, guard. Don't give up the baselines. We've given a lot of baselines, and probably say that in a different way here to get ourselves going here, get ourselves untrapped.
Alex on the left side, skip pass up top. Dre open for three again. Off the mark to the right. Alex skies for the rebound, leaves it to a cutting Dre down the left side for the lay-in. Alex keeps that one alive. He went way up in the air to come down with the offensive rebound. Streaks regained the lead and got the assist on the end of it, 32-30. See if the Streaks can pick things up defensively here. Here's a near steal. Now Alex comes out with it. Leads a break. Mishandled the ball. Recollects it and lays it in on the runout. Six in the quarter for Egyptiaco. Streaks up four. How about making a play for a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game right now?
Right there, big time, and you can see the energy it's given us here, and we got to get another stop.
Four-point Galesburg lead, down to 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Up top, Harding. Right side, Lee. Moline trying to spread things out, trying to hold for the final shot here, down four. Streaks could use a big defensive stop to take some energy into the fourth quarter, keep this little run going. With the dribble, Harding at the midcourt circle at eight. Wide open, Stone, right elbow for three, knocked it down. How did the Streaks lose him? And the Streaks won't be able to get off anything of a shot. 1-point lead for the Streaks at the end of three, 34-33. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Lori Page of Knoxville won $25 and Twyla Mustaine of Knoxville won $30 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. Get more info on the button at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at Wharton Fieldhouse. Silver Streaks remain locked up in a tight battle. A struggle with the Moline Maroons, an underdog for sure, but not a team to be overlooked by any stretch. And they have played Galesburg tight all night long. The Silver Streaks' biggest lead in this game has been seven. That was at 13-6 back in the second quarter. And they get a basket to start off the fourth quarter and regain the lead. On a pass down low and a drive by Schimmel. His first points of the half, six for the game, 35-34, Moline. What's it going to take here? Can't shoot the three at the top of the arc. Streaks are 0 for the night from three-point range. Alex in position for the offensive rebound. And Moline elbowed him down low, much to the light of the Galesburg student section right in front. And Brandon Stone picks up his second foul.
And the longer, Brad, they hang around here, the more dangerous they're going to be here as the game continues to get shortened.
McCants to pull the trigger left of the basket, lobs it out high to Dre. Streaks 0 for the night from three-point range. 0 for 14 now. Skip pass into the left corner. The extra pass to Dre. Into the lane. Scoops it with a left hand. Rolls around and drops through. And a late whistle at the end of the play. And we got a foul on Moline. There were so many players blocking Steve and my viewpoint from over here. We couldn't see what it was. But the foul on Brandon Stone at the end of the play. And I think the Streaks are going to get the ball back on the end. I don't think that's a shot. I don't think it's a foul on a shot.
No,
I think that's
not
a foul after.
On the seal out, on the block out, check out there, boxing out on the rebound. We're going to get the ball underneath our own basket, get a chance here to get 4 or 5 points in this short period of time.
A 1-point lead for the Streaks and the ball. Entry pass to Jalen. He was held scoreless in the third quarter. Up top to Dre for three off the back iron. Another miss. The ball bounced into the lane for the rebound. Picked up by Trey Lee for Moline. And a feed at the other end and a block by Jalen. And the rebound by Alex Egyptiaco. Jalen coast quickly. Here's the outlet pass to Kyleb. The drive, the kick out. McCants back to Kyleb on the wing. Passes up the three. Drives to the baseline and a push foul called on Brock Harding. Better ball movement by the Silver Streaks in that half court. They had Moline chasing a little bit, and that led to the foul on Harding.
With much more confidence and aggressiveness and purpose. And down here, Jalen made a major league block coming out of nowhere there to block that layup after Moline got behind us and looked like they were going to make a sure layup there.
So Kyla will go to the free throw line. Meadows missed his only free throw back in the third quarter, knocks down the first one here. It's just a two-point Galesburg lead, 37-35. It's been tight all night long. Biggest lead for the Streaks has been seven. Biggest lead for Moline has been three. Second free throw by Meadows, good also. He's got four in the game, and the Streaks' lead is back to three, 38-35. They got up four late in the third quarter at 34-30. Moline scored five in a row to regain the lead. Now Galesburg answers with four straight. Back on top by three with 6:20 to go. And a pass thrown away. Harding with a hesitation dribble, tried to toss it over to Taylor on the wing. Taylor cut right, the pass went to his left, and that's the first Moline turnover of the fourth quarter.
And we got him on the run a little bit here, need to continue to play with aggressiveness and purpose here and attack the basket here in the half court.
How about at Geneseo, where Rock Island has opened up a 28-point lead on the Maple Leafs, 70-42. McCants fouled in the lane. The hand reach in by Jaden Jackson, his third foul. And Jalen will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Rock Island scored 34 points in the third quarter.
And I think anybody with the eye test would tell you that when you look at Rock Island's ball club and certainly look at them on the floor, they are physically gifted and talented as anybody in the league. So I think they had a little pent-up frustration here, and they're taking it out on Geneseo tonight.
And all it's doing is helping the Silver Streaks. If Galesburg can get the job done here at Wharton Fieldhouse tonight, it has not been easy for McCants. That free throw was his first point of the second half. He's got 11 for the game. He also had only one rebound in the third quarter. There's his 12th point of the game. Galesburg up 5 now, 40-35.
And credit Moline, they've done a great job of cheating off on him and bottling him up.
Under 6 to go in the game. Moline with the ball down 5 to the 6th-ranked Silver Streaks. They're 15-9 on the season. So again, as we've talked about many times, they don't pass the eye test, but they play so hard and so well, and they've caused a lot of havoc here late in the season in the Western Big Six. Here's a jumper and a block up top. Wouldn't go down for Harding. McCants had the rebound, but then lost a handle on it. Moline took it away and then got fouled right underneath the basket. And again, the Streaks careless with the ball. They had a chance to get out with it and tried to build a lead here, but Moline's scrappiness gets it back. And now the foul of the game on Riley Milan, trying to get it back. On the inbound to Harding onto the left side. Up top, Schimmel. Into the corner. The three on the way for Moline won't go, as Harding couldn't knock it down. McCants comes down with a rebound. 5:20 to go in the game. So the Streaks dodge a bullet there. Moline had a chance to get the lead back down to two. Streaks with the ball in a 5-point lead. 5:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Meadows on the left wing. Up top, Egyptiaco, and a timeout called by Ryan Hart. This will be a 30-second timeout. What's Moline doing here, you think, Steve? First, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Well, and to answer your question, Moline, in terms of what they're doing defensively, they're playing a sagging man-to-man, which it's very hard to screen. It's very hard to cut because everything is bottled up. When Jalen gets the basketball there, they're obviously guarding him with the man on him, but also cheating a couple of other guys, sagging. When that occurs, you got to kick the ball back out, which Jalen's done, and you've got to hit a shot to soften things up. Well, unfortunately, we haven't hit any shots from with the three ball. We're 0 out of 15 at this point in time, so that makes it very, very difficult. And again, getting able to get to the basket, hard to get to the basket through, you know, all of the lanes are certainly blocked by defenders.
Streaks coming out of the 30-second timeout as we approach the 5-minute mark. Now under 5 to go in the game. Galesburg by 5. Alex, left side, Kyleb Meadows. Inside the free throw line and a push-off. Kyle Taylor flopped down at the free throw line. Meadows got the arm extended, knocked him over. 11 Gillsburg turnovers. First foul of the game on Meadows, and that gives Moline a chance to make it a one-possession game here again.
And continue to bottle us up. Again, great defense by Moline here tonight against us in the half court.
Harding into the front court. Left side, Schimmel. Dre guarding him. Schimmel backs up. Schimmel just a junior. Moline doesn't start a single senior in the starting lineup. Schimmel knocks down a three from the top of the arc. He's got five in the fourth quarter, nine for the game. It's a two-point game at 40-38. And now the Moline Maroons call a timeout with 4:38 to play in the game. This will be a 30-second timeout. Again, our thanks to Gillsburg Nissan providing our transportation to the Quad Cities tonight. Steve and I traveling in a 2017 Nissan Rogue. You had the pleasure as a... You do such a good job getting us where we need to go, and I know you don't mind driving these vehicles either. It's a pleasure for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, these vehicles are just, they're, this one here, 2017, if you didn't know any better, it seems brand new. It rides so nicely, so smoothly. It's got a lot of things on it with the bells and whistles, and again, you can't beat that lifetime warranty. They treat us so beautifully there when we go in there. They're friendly and professional. Just a fine dealership and all those folks over there. Very, very good people.
Again, our thanks to Gillsburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. So a 30-second timeout called by the Maroons. Let's see how Sean Taylor tries to shake things up this time. McCants into the front court, left side, Milan. Milan works his way right toward the top of the arc. Reversal back to Jalen from the wing. Three-pointer in and out. Moline with a chance to tie it up or take the lead here on the Brock Harding rebound.
Continue and 0 for 16 now.
The numbers just continue to build. Gillsburg still with a two-point lead, approaching the halfway point of quarter number four. Stone dribbles it all the way out toward the volleyball line. Passes it over to the right side. One thing we haven't seen is the Streaks getting any of those live ball half-court turnovers. No transition opportunities for the Streaks here tonight. There's a screen out high, the drive, but the miss and the rebound fought for. Moline touched it last, knocked out of bounds, as it was a battle between Galvin and McCants. Right when Galvin was able to secure it and get it away from McCants, and he lost the handle on it and back to the Silver Streaks.
Riley's presence there defensively with his length caused that shot to be altered and thus missed.
Streaks forced to play half-court offense here most of the night. On the left side, Eric Price back into the game with those four fouls. Passes it out to Alex, leaves it off for Caleb Meadows. The hesitation dribble down the lane. The pump fake with the head and shoulder fake, but he traveled with it. Took a little hop step, left his feet just enough, and the 12th Gillsburg turnover denies what ended up to be an easy basket. And the Maroons with the ball back down two, 3:29 then counting here in the fourth quarter.
Brad, every time we think that we can extend this lead and run, we get stalled out.
Up top, Schimmel, hesitation, fakes the pass, drives down the lane, it goes in and out. Streaks dodge a bullet there. McCants with the rebound, into the front court, leaves it off for Price. And they'll keep it on the outside. You expect to get that roll when you're at home. You don't expect that ball to pop in and out. Entry pass down low. Dre posting up. Backs his way in. Missed it badly. Got his own offense rebound over the basket. And he misses one. And Taylor rebounds for Moline. Chance for the Maroons again. Swinging around up top. The extra pass over to Taylor. Now to the left side. Stone fires for three. Rushed it. Rebound Dre. Out with it. Trying to get into the front court. Meadows on the wing. Now pulls up and pulls it back out. Moline's had some chances, just as the Silver Streaks have. Gillsburg continues to lead by two. 2:35 to go in the game. Meadows into the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Backs up. Shoots the three. Off the back iron. Rebound Brock Harding. Nothing going down for Gillsburg from the perimeter. 2:20 to go in the game and a two-point Gillsburg lead. Up top, Taylor. Volleyball line to the left side, Stone on the far sideline. Has the ball on the floor. Taylor lost it. Streaks out with it. McCants with a two-handed jam. There's finally the Streaks' first outlet pass and a run out.
Big turnover and finished by Jalen on the other end. Let's see if we can dig in and get a stop here.
Alex with the reach in, trying to poke it away. The pass down low, turnaround in the lane, missed badly by Galvin. Eric Price with a rebound, his fifth. At the other end, Dre with a run out of the lay-in, and there's back-to-back transition baskets. The Streaks up six with a minute 35 to play in the game.
That's where we're best there, creating havoc and scoring on the other end.
A hesitation dribble drive on the left side, but Harding cut off by Alex. Now tries to reverse it back down into the corner, trying to go baseline, and a foul, or rather a timeout called by Sean Taylor. Great job on the far side by Alex defensively, as Harding was trying to do everything he could to get to that baseline.
Yeah, and again, we've been beaten on the baseline almost all night. Last couple, Dre and Alex doing a super job of cutting the baseline, and that cuts all of your options there. You're stuck on that side of the floor, nowhere to go there, and Sean Taylor called timeout to regroup here and get some kind of offensive set call here.
So the Silver Streaks get out in transition. And they now lead by 6 with a minute 27 to go, 44-38. Moline with the ball, trailing by 6 with a minute 27 to go in the fourth quarter. You know, Sean Taylor talked in the pregame interview how that four-game losing streak where they played those tight games, lost to Geneseo on this court, had a buzzer beater by Isaiah Rivera, played Rock Island into overtime, had that tough game over in Normal, and how he felt like the team really came together. Well, this is a team that's been in these kinds of games, and we're going to kind of find out here what kind of growth they've had and if they're able to get over the hump here. The Streaks certainly hope not, but they've had a big lift here in the last 30 seconds.
And this is good for the Streaks. We've been in a tight game or two, but here in the conference here with the marbles on the line to win a potential conference championship, this is great experience for us here in how we handle the Heat.
Because they're going to be in a game like this down the stretch in the playoffs at some point for sure. Pass out high by Schimmel. Down to a minute 10 to go as the Streaks trying to play tough defense here. The next foul puts Moline in the bonus. On the left side, Harding showing a lot of patience here. Just a two-possession game with Moline down 6. Schimmel back up top. Bounce pass to the right side, Stone. Reverses back to Schimmel. Passes up the 3. And a poke away from behind by Dre. He allowed Schimmel to go around him when he realized he got beat on the step. And then he smacked it away from behind with a little scoop. Out of bounds. Moline will inbound it from the right of the backboard. 53.5 seconds to play. On the inbound into the corner. It's Harding with it on the far side. Schimmel with a 3 from the wing as Egyptiaco fell down trying to fight through a screen, and Schimmel got the open look to cut the deficit to 3.
And a tough break there, as I think it was Dre that went to the floor there.
Yep.
And allowed Schimmel to have that wide open 3. But we got them to have to run clock there more than they wanted to there. And they weren't able with a sense of urgency to get a shot off here, so we're under a minute here. Still a 3-possession game, so plenty of time, but Moline's got to get a stop here.
46.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sixth-ranked Galesburg Silver Streaks leading Moline 44-41. Galesburg off tomorrow. In fact, they don't play again until next Friday night when the Streaks head to Rock Island for the final Western Big Six conference game for the Silver Streaks, and then their regular season finale will be a non-conference game at Limestone the following Tuesday night.
And what we've got here is a situation where you've got to be looking for some type of pressure, double team. They're going to be in a full court press here. First thing is to get the ball in bounds here, and I can't see our scoreboard here in terms of timeouts, but if we need a timeout to get one here.
Two each.
So that we don't turn it over on the inbounds pass and take care of the ball.
Eric Price fouled immediately. A double team on the far side between Jaden Jackson and Brandon Stone. And they do call Jackson with it. Streaks public address announcer Jeff Lamb, always keeping us up to date on what he's hearing. He tells us that the Rock Island win over Geneseo went to a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. 81-45. That doesn't give us a lot of confidence heading into Rock Island next week.
No, and we've always felt like that they were the most dangerous team in the conference talent-wise here, and they took out a lot of frustration, and they've had some of their fair share of bad breaks this year, so they let it all out here tonight and just pounded on Geneseo.
Big free throw by Eric Price, knocking down the front end of the 1-1. His first point of the second half, he's got only 3 for the game, and the Streaks' lead is 4. Quincy also defeated United Township tonight, 46-30. Second one up, and in and out by Price. Rebound Kyle Taylor. So the Streaks have clinched a share of the conference regardless of what happens tonight, but they win a win it here. Here's a bad pass to the left side, but It's Harding who chases it down. Spin move in the lane, leaves it off underneath. The pump fake up and in by Galvin. Moline uses its fourth timeout of the game. 45-43, Maroons down two with 30 seconds to go in the game. And a 30-second timeout.
Same mindset here. Get the ball in bounds. Make sure you draw up your set here that you want to use with your options of getting the ball in bounds. And then you're going to get doubled hard and potentially stripped here. So you've got to make sure that you're taking care of the ball here. Meet all passes as you advance the ball up the floor. And again, you know, knock down free throws. And at the other end, you've got to guard the three ball. And you've got to be able to secure rebounds here and not give up offensive rebounds here. So something to do here on both ends of the floor here. But, again, don't get ahead of yourself. Get the ball in bounds here if you can't. I know he's been instructed to take a timeout. He can move underneath here because it was a made field goal, so he can move along the baseline to get it in.
Riley gets it in to Eric, who gives it right back to Milan. Still in the backcourt. They get it over to Price. Eric still in the backcourt. Now Riley gets it across into the front court and a wraparound reach by Brock Harding. His fourth foul. Streaks take 8 seconds off the clock. And Riley Milan now will shoot two free throws with 22 seconds to go, with Moline putting Galesburg in the double bonus.
Good patience, poise, and execution by the Streaks of getting the ball up the floor. Riley got to knock down these free throws here.
Milan 63.8% from the free throw line, 30 for 47 on the season. Gets two here with the Streaks leading by two, and the first one's in and out. Streaks were only one of three from the free throw line in the third quarter. They've missed two of their last three here, five out of seven in the fourth quarter. So even if he makes this one, it's still a one-possession game with 22.4 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. The senior eyes the second one and hits it. So much tougher to make the second one when you miss the first one.
Absolutely. He knocked that down there with great poise.
Galesburg by three, 46-33, 43 rather. Stone to the left side. Taylor works his way around up top, and Sean Taylor uses his final timeout with 13.3 seconds remaining. He's used all of his timeouts here in the fourth quarter, managing the game here.
And great game management here to be able, in a tight game, to have your timeouts for what you need them, both for strategy as well as the setup, press, and stop clock here. What we've got to guard here is obviously the game can be tied here with a three-point shot. We cannot be beat with a two-point field goal here. So we're going to do things here to make sure that we're guarding the three-point line without fouling the three-point shooter. And then, again, not giving up an offensive rebound and kick out here. So, again, you've got to stay home. You've got to find the shooters. Look for them to run people off of screens or also to use their dribble-drive offense to get into the lane and get kickouts here. Just got to guard, maintain. Obviously, they're going to shoot bonus here on the next foul. So we want to try to keep the clock moving here, move our feet here, not foul, and continue to play good defense here.
Alex Andrea, Gypsiaco, Milan, Meadows, and McCants for the Silver Streaks. 13.3 seconds to go. Michael Galvin will inbound in front of us at the front end of the Moline bench, along with Taylor, Stone, Schimmel, and Harding, presumably, although I can't, there he is, as he comes out high for the pass. Down to 11 seconds to go. They get it to Taylor, whose shot is blocked. The rebound, Alex. The outlet to Kyleb. The layup, and that should do it with 5 seconds to go. Moline is out of timeouts. Stone fires from half court. It's off the mark, and the Streaks with a huge block and the run out by Kyleb Meadows, and they come out of Orton Fieldhouse with a big, strong finish and a big, big late victory, 48-43.
Big plays made by successful and big-time teams there. And that's a great defensive play. He got a good look at that, fought through the screen, made the block there, and that seals the victory. Sealed the victory in a big way. Streaks conference champions, 26th win of the year.
And they go to 11-2 on the season. And as you said, Steve, with the Geneseo loss to Rock Island, the Streaks are outright Western Big Six conference champions. And a really great show of display by head coach Sean Taylor of Moline, who, as he's going through the handshake line, and there's the celebration with the student section out on the floor with the team. A good student section made the trip up here, and at the handshake line, they are shouting, "Conference champs, conference champs," and the Silver Streaks get in the middle of it, and the celebration is on as Galesburg wins it 48-43, a block by Alex Egypciaco. seals the victory for the Silver Streaks on an attempted three-point basket by Kyle Taylor. Galesburg is conference champions for the first time since 1998. We'll talk about it in the postgame when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Inc. If you can think it, Elite Inc. can print it. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If you're hit by a driver that has car insurance, the process is pretty straightforward. But what happens if you're hit by an uninsured driver? More importantly, what happens to your paycheck if you're hit by an uninsured driver? You're injured and can't work for the next 2 years. Your paycheck stops. This is Jeremy Klein with Country Financial. Shouldn't you feel confident that your paycheck is covered against an uninsured driver? Let's talk soon.
Call Jeremy Klein and Mike White of Country Financial, 415 North Henderson, Galesburg.
This is Mike White with Country Financial. Every once in a while, someone will say, Mike, what's your job? I'm certainly not a doctor, although I do spend a lot of my time gathering your vitals, so to speak, as I ask a lot of questions. That way, I can recommend the right prescription for you and your family. Why don't we talk soon and make sure your coverage is doing what you want it to do? Call Mike White and Jeremy Klein of Country Financial, North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's tax season again, and you probably already have big plans for that refund. What about trading in your vehicle for a new one?
This is Sasha Patterson from Yim in Galesburg with some great tax time budget special. 2008 Buick LaCrosse with heated leather seats, $5,100. And a 2003 Ford Ranger tax time special, $5,500.
Make your money count this year. Put your big, beautiful tax refund to work for you at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax-out-license.vextra.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, encouraging you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Increasing clouds tonight, temperatures rising to 19 overnight. Slight chance of snow tomorrow morning, slight chance of rain or snow in the afternoon, a high of 35. Cloudy, a low of 24 tomorrow night. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 42. Rain and 44 for President's Day Monday. Right now it's 7 degrees above zero at WGIL.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The head coach of the Western Big Six Conference champion Galesburg Silver Streaks joins us now. The Silver Streaks' first conference championship since 1998, and we all know what happened that year. But we'll stop the comparisons there.
we tied in 2016, so I mean we were co-champions on that year.
First outright championship.
First outright, yes, yes.
As I don't know if you heard, but Rock Island took care of business with Geneseo, so that's what secures it tonight. First of all, Coach, I guess this game was everything we feared it might be. We knew Moline was going to be awfully tough on their home court. What was kind of the message to the team throughout the game to kind of hang in there and stick with the game plan?
Clean things up. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we know if we're in a close game, that player to player, we got a pretty good group of guys. And we can make a play. We can make two plays. We can make three plays to get the lead, to make the game-winning shot, whatever we need to do. Or like tonight, I mean, we're up three with 12 seconds left, 13 seconds left, and we got a steal. And, I mean, went down. Kyle made the layup. I mean, he got a good deflection. And he's just like a little gnat out there when it comes to ball deflections and stuff. And he did a pretty good job on that one.
And you got to feel good. That, and all great ball clubs find a way when it ain't working as good as you would like it. What do you think were the little things here as you continue to, you know, as Coach or as Brad said, that, you know, you just kept trying to do things? What were those little things that you felt like got you to where you needed to be tonight?
Well, we rebounded pretty well, I think. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are. But
again, win by 10 almost, 35-24.
Yep. Yeah, well, it should have been more than that. But, I mean, that's a staple, especially going into a game against Moline when they're a little bit undersized. And just try to take advantage of our size. And they did a great job defensively. I mean, they had help after help after help down low. I mean, we couldn't get a driving lane. We couldn't get a post feed very well. And even when they were there, it was a half a second. So, I mean, it was tough the entire time. Coach Taylor did a great job on the defensive game plan. And at the end, we needed a couple steals, and we got them.
You know, that was one of the things Steve and I were talking about throughout the game, about defensively, you know, we even talked even before the game tonight about our ability to get out on the outlet pass, to get out in front of the defense. And we even talked a little bit about, you know, what do you look for a team that's going to finally take that away from you? And we didn't get one until the fourth quarter, and then we had three of them there in the fourth quarter, including the one at the end.
Well, one of their offensive rebounds they got with about 3 or 4 minutes left, it ended up going out of bounds off one of our guys. Well, we had three guys standing out on the perimeter, and it's one of those deals. Everybody's got to go rebound when it's time to win a game. And we eventually got it to where enough guys did get down there. And then, I mean, just one pass, two passes, guys were open. And Dre did a pretty good job pushing the ball up the court. I mean, Alex fouled him at one time, and he got his own rebound. He was off balance, and we practice that stuff all the time, going hard to the rim, getting on balance, jump stopping and finishing. And he missed it. But he got his own rebound. He's able to put it back up. And I think that gave us the 6-point lead. I'm not sure. Maybe the 4-point lead. Whatever it was. But we made enough plays, and we guarded well enough at the end. And I really don't know what else to say. I mean, it was a struggle all night long. And it was one of those deals that, hey, you got to be tough, and you got to make a play. The tougher team will win. So
great ball clubs find a way when they don't have their A game. You know that. You did that. Your guys, I felt like tonight, could have been unbelievably frustrated. They weren't. They kept their poise. They're cool. I mean, what do you give credit to that kind of thing for? And I know you're a big part of that, and you're too modest to say that, but you got to be pleased with that part.
Yeah,
everything ain't working the way you want it, but yet you just keep going, you keep going, you keep going.
The composure wasn't as good as I would have liked it. I mean, there was times when guys were frustrated when they were coming off, but, I mean, if you're not making plays, I mean, we need to find somebody else that's going to be able to guard, get a rebound, and possibly make a shot. So, I mean, you got to be more tougher mentally and understand that sometimes you're not going to have your best game. And tonight was one of those nights, and we didn't do a great job at the free throw line. I think Jalen probably shot the best from the line. Maybe
yep.
I don't know if he missed any or at all or not, but we just had too many making one out of twos or allowing a baseline drive. I mean, Taylor, when he drove down there, I mean, he just jumped in the air and just winged it to where anybody could find. And it's just one of those deals, like, don't let him drive down there. But, I mean, again, we found a way to win.
You need a game like this, too,
I told him that. The last time we had a close game, like really, really close game, I mean, Sterling was pretty close, but like toward at the very end was that Lincoln Park game. Mm-hmm. And we did everything to win that game too, and we just they hit a shot at the end, and that's what I told them at the huddle about the 2 minute mark when Coach Taylor called a timeout after one of their 3 point baskets. I'm like, you guys are going to make the plays down the stretch here, but you have to realize what you need to do, and you have to be engaged mentally. And I mean, they did, and we came out and succeeded, I guess.
This helps us lots more than you would think. When you don't play that well, you find a way to make plays at the end and get a win when you're not playing that well on the road.
And, I mean, we got another tough game next Friday.
Right.
We got a really tough game next Friday going up to Rocky, and looks like they're firing on all cylinders again after tonight's win against Geneseo. So
they'll be ready.
I mean, we got a week to get ready, so we're going to have to do a better job. And I'm not really saying focus because we've been focused all year long for the most part because we're eyeing the regionals. And like we talked about after the game was over, our major goal this year was regionals, sectionals, and seeing how far we can get. It wasn't really a conference championship, but feels good to get it.
Sure
it feels
does.
Really good to get it.
And congratulations again to you, Coach.
Thank you.
First outright title in 22 years, and to do it in your first season in this conference, adding two more teams into the conference the way this year has shaken out, that's a tremendous accomplishment for you and the kids both.
Well, it's never easy to win on the road.
And you take them any way you can get them.
Exactly.
48-43, the final. Thanks, Coach Reinhart, for stopping by. We'll talk about the post-game statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
You just crashed your car.
Back and forth, back and forth. Those are the old negotiation games. And at Galesburg Toyota, they are illegal. That's right. We've banned negotiation games because they're so 1997. And you don't have time for them. You want the lowest price for zero haggling, which is why every pre-owned vehicle on the Galesburg Toyota lot has the real-time market-based price right in the windshield. I want you to enjoy your next car buying experience. So buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Even with all of the crap that the left does that we talk about here, we try to have fun with it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
48-43, Galesburg prevails on the road in Wharton Fieldhouse. And terrific battle by the Moline Maroons. It comes right down to the very end, and it comes down right to the down to the very end on the backs of one player. We're going to go right to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And we know what so many things that this kid has brought to our ball club this year, he and his brother, and so many of them you can't measure in any kind of statistic, but they are the things that separate winners to also-rans, and these two kids are winners. But tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game was Alex Egyptiaco making a key play there to preserve our victory. They set up the three-point shot there at the end. He fights through the screen, gets the block, secures the rebound, gets it ahead for the insurance basket, and gets us the win out of it.
And we felt, even before that play, that Alex probably was going to be the guy because he made some big plays in the third and early in the fourth quarter when the Streaks were behind to help kind of give them that little lift there at the end of the third quarter. They really kind of got some energy back into the team there.
Right,
for
the
a
ship
moment.
A little bit, get it moving in the right direction again. Yeah, he's done things like that all year long. And again, he's the kind of player that gets you to the promised land, so to speak. Yes, you got to have a ball club, and it takes a village with all kinds of people playing and demonstrating all kinds of roles. But a kid like that and his brother bring just a winning mentality because they do all the little things, and they do it at big-time moments. So, again, Alex, congratulations to him for tonight's being named tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So Alex gets that honor, helps preserve the Silver Streaks' 26th victory of the season, and again, their first outright Western Big Six Conference Championship since 1998. We'll take a timeout, come back, close things out with our final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
48-43 the final. Sophomores lost a tough one, 52-51. They are 14-8 on the season, 11-2 in the Western Big Six. The varsity also 11-2 in the conference. They have secured the outright championship and they're 26-3 on the season. Let's go to our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. And as always, Steve Cheeseman, let's start off with the team numbers.
And again, the team numbers for neither one of the ball clubs tonight were masterpieces. But again, it's a grind-out kind of game. You saw people competing. Two good ball clubs here, you know, working when they don't have everything going and trying to find a way to get a win out of here. Shooting-wise, Streaks 17 out of 50, way below their season average at 34%. And again, win a game tonight on the road, going 0-4 from the three-point line.
Wow.
We were 0 out of 17. And again, just struggled. And again, give great credit to Moline, their game plan, their execution, because they certainly are undermanned here tonight and nearly pulled it off. They, on the other hand, 16 out of 46 for only 34%, and they were only 5 out of 20 for 25% with a three ball. We again win the rebound battle, 35-24, and that was very big tonight, getting some stick back points when the offense wasn't rolling in the half court. And then turnover-wise, you know, most of the turnovers tonight by us were unforced from either carelessness, not taking care of the ball, trying to go too quick with our offense. We commit 12, they commit 13, and a lot of those were we sped them up, and then again early in the ball game where our pressure caused them to make bad decisions. So they commit 13 turnovers, we commit 12.
Free throw shooting. Moline 6 out of 10, Silver Streaks 14 out of 22. And to speak to Coach Reinhardt's comment in the postgame, Jalen McCants was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. So the rest of the team just 8 out of 15, to his point that Jalen shot the ball better than anybody at the free throw line. And again, to talk about the kind of defense Moline played tonight, that means Jalen got only 8 points from the field. He made only 4 baskets tonight. And again, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. He shot 6 three-pointers. I don't know that he shot 6 three-pointers in a game. And, again, I think that's a credit to Moline's defense.
Absolutely.
When you're getting him to do that.
Tremendous job. As I continue to watch that sagging man-to-man of theirs did everything that needed to do, and it gave them a chance. And, again, we only score 48 points after averaging 67 for the season.
Although Jalen did lead the way with 16 rebounds.
He finds a way. I mean, that's what a great ball player does. He contributes in a big way in so many other ways.
So let's go ahead with the rest of the statistics here. The individual scoring. Brandon Stone and Ryan Schimmel each finished with 12 to lead Moline. Schimmel had 8 in the fourth quarter, 8 of their 10 points. So if you picked a crunch time player of the game, he certainly would have been the guy for them. And Stone was big in the first half when he scored 9 of his 12. Brock Harding, the freshman, finished with 8. Trey Lee had 3, Michael Galvin 4, Jaden Jackson and Kyle Taylor each finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, the only player in double figures, his 15th double-double of the season, 14 points, 16 rebounds. Riley Milan just missed double figures with 9. Dre Egypciaco had 8. Alex Egypciaco, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, was 7 tonight. Caleb Meadows off the bench had 6. Eric Price had 3. Aiden Wagner had a point. Jeremiah Babers and DeMarco Harden played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who are 26-3 on the season. And I'll say it again, 11-2, and the outright Western Big Six Conference champions for the first time since 1998. I would think it would be a nice week of practice for the Silver Streaks. They don't have to play tomorrow Kids can enjoy swirl weekend, a three-day weekend with President's Day and no school on Monday, and then have a full week to get ready for that big, big game at Rock Island. Even though the Streaks are outright champs, it diminishes the importance in the conference standings, but it doesn't diminish the importance of how the Silver Streaks need to go on the road and be ready to play, because that's a good tune-up game for them, just like the outcome of this one was here tonight.
And that's where they're going to have to go and win in a hostile atmosphere down the tournament road here to go where they want to go, and that's deep into the playoffs. And I like hearing Coach Hart talk about, you know, I think any coach at this level, their first goal is to win a state championship, and then from there to get to state, and then go backwards from there. And your conference championship, it's a wonderful thing, but it's got to be last on your priority list in terms if you really have big-time goals, right, and aspirations that you want to get to the state tournament, win the state tournament, but get there. That's the ultimate accomplishment for a high school athlete and team.
So enjoy your weekend as well, partner.
Thank you, too, as well.
Been quite a week for the boys basketball team. Got sure that has. big win at home to wrap up senior night on with Geneseo on Tuesday night, and then come on the road and pull this one out here tonight.
It's been a great ride watching these young men get better and better and play exciting basketball and do lots and lots of things to make our school and community proud.
For Will Stevenson at the Downtown Studios, our broadcast engineer, that's the Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman. I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. Back with you next Friday night from Rock Island. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.